Good afternoon once again, everyone. I'm Chad Holmes. Welcome back. Hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show on this Thursday on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and of course on the Civic Media app as well. Another day with plenty of sunshine out there, but another chilly one as well. Temperatures a little bit chilly, but also some wind chill issues, as we've had a little bit of breezy conditions at times this afternoon in central Wisconsin. To find out what we can expect as we get towards the weekend, we are now joined from our weatherology.com weather center by meteorologist Ray Miller. And Ray, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. As you mentioned, a wind chill advisory in effect for this evening. We've already seen our high temperature this afternoon. Temperatures falling from here on out down to near zero with wind chills around 15 below. With those northwest winds occasionally gusting up to 30 miles an hour. Clear skies tonight, a low temperature of 15 below zero, and wind chills as cold as 30 below, with northwest winds at 10 to 20. Sunny Friday, high temperature of 3 degrees. Nice warm-up for Saturday, partly sunny, high of 25. Sunday, cloudy, high of 29. Monday looks cloudy with a high of 35. And for Tuesday, cloudy skies, high of 34. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller.
Well, I guess number one, it does look like some warmer temperatures are coming in, but tomorrow morning for folks that are heading off to work early or the kids heading off to the bus stop, you're going to have to be ready for a very chilly start tomorrow morning, aren't you?
That's exactly right. Those wind chills around 30 below will be right around daybreak. So, yeah, dangerously cold to start the day. Make sure that you and the kids are well bundled up.
Absolutely. Well, Ray, thanks for the information. We will be in touch again tomorrow, and have a great rest of your day.
You do the same.
And right now, still some sunny skies out there. The temperature has started to drop just a little bit. Fair skies, 15 degrees at our studios on East Wausau Avenue in Wausau. But the wind chill down to zero. There are wind speeds of wind out of the west at 14 miles per hour. So that wind chill is zero. Dew point of 6 degrees below zero and a relative humidity of 38%. The barometer at 30.12 inches and a visibility of 10 miles. I am Chad Holmes. Welcome back. Chad Holmes Show. Hour number two here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll hear a conversation with one of the outstanding boys basketball players in central Wisconsin, a junior for the Marathon Red Raiders, right now in a battle with Newman Catholic for the championship of the Marrowwood Conference South Division. We'll talk to Grant Warren. He was with me last night. I had a chance to talk to him, and we'll hear portions of that conversation coming up. Also, don't forget that tonight I do have some more high school sports, and as you can tell, I enjoy doing high school sports. I think if you have not gone to a high school sports event, it would be a great way to spend a couple of hours. It's very reasonable price-wise, chance to see folks from the community, cheer on the young people who I think are doing such a terrific job. And tonight I'll be heading over to the Wausau West High School Fieldhouse as the Wausau West girls basketball team takes on Wisconsin Rapids. 7 o'clock for the pregame, 7:15 for the opening tip-off right here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. And also, tomorrow, just to let you know, tomorrow at 2:15, we'll be joined by Bruce Grau. Bruce is from the Wisconsin Poor People's Campaign, and we have a rather significant health care issue coming up rather soon, in fact. As back in January of 2020, a public health emergency was declared by the Secretary of Health and Human Services. And since then, we have been under this public health emergency. And recently, the $1.7 trillion omnibus bill was passed by both parties of Congress. And as part of that, the public health emergency will be ending on April the 1st. Yep, on April Fool's Day, April the 1st, the public health emergency that was declared by the HHS will be coming to an end. And it's going to mean many people are going to be losing health care coverage. Many people will become uninsured. Many people will be losing other benefits that have been helping over the last couple of years. So we're going to talk about that with Bruce Grau tomorrow at 2:15. Excuse me, at 2:15 tomorrow here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And again, I think a very, very important discussion. So hopefully you can tune in tomorrow at 2:15. Have to take a quick time out and then come back. And we'll be talking to Grant Warren, the Marathon High School boys basketball standout, coming up next. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. With you here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Each and every Wednesday, in addition to doing this show, I do it weekdays from 2 until 4 p.m. here on Bow Falls Radio, but every Wednesday from 6 till 8, I am joined by Jeff Gress, the former Newman Catholic High School boys basketball coach, for the big high school sports show here on WXCO. And every week we get a chance to talk to some very special student athletes, young people that are succeeding both on the court and off, or on the field and off. And it's always, I think, one of the best parts of the program, getting a chance to talk to the young people. And last night got a chance to talk to one of the top high school boys basketball performers, not only here in central Wisconsin, but throughout the state of Wisconsin this year, Grant Warren. Grant Warren is averaging more than 23 points per game. He is pulling down more than 13 rebounds per game. I saw a game that he had against Mosinee earlier this year where he almost had a quadruple-double. That means double digits in points, rebounds, block shots. Something else. I can't even remember what it was, but it was just an amazing performance where he was able to get 9 block shots in addition to his normal points and rebounds and everything else he does so very well. So Grant Warren, just a junior, so he's still got plenty of time left in his high school career. But Jeff Gress and myself had a chance to talk to Grant last night on the big high school sports show. And here's a part of that conversation. It's been a good year so far for you and your teammates. 14 wins and 3 losses. You are in a massive battle in the Marrowwood Conference South Division. Before we talk about you individually, going into the season, I think there were some questions because Marathon lost some pretty significant contributors from a year ago. But right from the beginning, it feels like this group has kind of come together pretty well. What was your feeling going into the season? Are you surprised at all how successful your team has been? Or is it something that you had a feeling something could be built?
Well, yeah, last year we had we lost a lot of seniors. Jaden Keller was very good in the guys that he played with. But something I noticed about this team, 2 years ago, our JV team, this is the exact same guys that we played with. So I think there was a bit of chemistry through those aspects going into it. And, you know, we know the guys. It's not like we don't know how to play. So I think just going into the season, everything started clicking.
And real quick before I let Jeff jump in, the way that Coach Jacobson and the staff, right through, you know, everybody at Marathon, it feels like every year it's always a well-coached team and everybody executes exceptionally well. I imagine that's something that starts at the lower levels and goes right through the program. Would that be the case?
Yeah, I think so. Coach Claude Seibert got his 600th win a couple weeks ago. most of the guys go through him, and he's a great coach. Alex Bloom at the JV2 level. You know, you learn a lot through those guys. Alex was a former player at Jacobson. So, you know, he's learned through that way, and then just playing through those guys and then up to Coach Jacobson, you know, you learn a lot.
And how big a deal is that that team aspect? I got to imagine that's one of your strengths. Whenever I see you guys play or we have the interviews with the coaches or any other players that come in, that's all they're talking about is that extra pass and finding our guys and picking our guys up when they're having lows and patting them on the back when we're having the highs together. And I think that anytime I've seen a Marathon boys basketball team play, it's kind of an impenetrable unit of a team. I mean, they're just bonded the way they do things together. Would you say that's one of your biggest strengths as a group?
Yeah, I think so. Going back to that one more pass aspect, usually, you know, something Coach Jacobson has been preaching, the one more pass, the extra passes usually gets you to a better shot. You know, in picking guys up, we like to play with energy. Jacobson says a loud gym's a winning gym. So, you know, play with more energy. Usually that brings a team up, and usually we play better because of it.
Again, we're talking to Grant Warren from Marathon High School here on the Big High School Sports Show. Grant averaging about 23 points and 13 rebounds so far this season as a junior. You've had an opportunity at the varsity level now for a while. If you were to talk about with folks the biggest areas that you've improved on since you started as a varsity player at Marathon, where are the big steps being taken?
I think my passing ability. You know, something I've been working on is getting my catches. You know, if they do bring extra help turning and facing and finding the open guys, because something we work on is cutting to the basket if they bring help to anybody on the team. And then going from last year playing with all those seniors, Jaden was the number one option. So, you know, I think maybe being more aggressive offensively from there, you know, and just getting to the hole and making plays.
I got to ask you this, because you walked in with me, so you saw my stature. You can see me. Everybody that can't see this on the radio, luckily, if you saw the two of us sitting next to each other, it would be comical, my size. But anyway, how much fun is it being the big guy in the conference? I mean, you know, even higher levels, they've gone to five-out motion offenses, and that post player has kind of been eliminated, and that's where you are. And off air, when you started, you said, yeah, yesterday was real rough against Stratford. I get sick of chasing those guards around. So as great as the highs can be, there's little parts of the game that probably annoy you too. But how much fun is it being the big guy on your team, the big guy in the league, and what you try to bring to your game each and every night that you try to show people?
I mean, my height is, I'd say, probably no secret throughout the conference. So, you know, when teams scout us, they scout for my height. So, obviously, got to bring that post play. I think it is kind of nice being, and I think other teams in the conference also have that post aspect. You know, they're not just 5-0. Maybe Stratford is this year, but because of the personnel they have. But, you know, in the past, they've had some post players, just very good ones in the past. And I think other teams have that as well. I mean, that aren't even tall. Arbondale's got great one who's, you know, not super tall, but he's very good inside. And, you know, I think the Marywood as just a group has really embraced all aspects of the game, not just that 5-out motion, but inside presence.
Looking at your game, good post game, but boy, you got a nice touch as well. And one of the things that impresses me every time I see you is your free throw shooting, because you got a nice stroke. You got a really nice outside stroke. I imagine this is something that just doesn't happen. You have to work on it, like you probably work on the inside portion of your game, but also that outside portion to give you the ability to step out if somebody drops off on you to still be able to hit the shot. But how did you develop the stroke? Because it really is, I think, a very nice shooting touch.
If you ask my 7th and 8th grade coaches how my shot was, they'd say it probably wasn't great. But I think my first year on the JV with Claude Seibert, you know, he and Jacobson gave me just the confidence to keep shooting. And I think it's nothing they physically helped me with, but I think just shooting more, and eventually I started getting the hang of it.
And how about you touch base on your family? I know your mom, dad. So mom's physical trainer, dad's coach and teacher. Your brother played all the sports. How important has it been in the athletics that you play to be able to hang around all that and be around growing up? Because getting that gym rat aspect is a cool thing to be part of, to have that time. Has that been a good environment, taking along with your family, all that athletic stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, following my brother, I know he was probably, you know, working with my dad a couple years before I was. But then through us in middle school and the 1 year we were both in high school together, we kind of always worked on everything together, not necessarily against each other. If you ask my dad, that doesn't always end well for either of us. But just working together and, you know, he's playing college baseball now, so that's always something to look at. Hey, look where he got through what he's doing. You know, hopefully I can get to that level in a sport someday.
Along that same line, being a multi-sport family, tell us about, besides basketball, what other sports are you involved in?
Baseball. My dad's the head coach at...
You better be involved in baseball, right?
Yeah. He's a head coach there, has been for a long time. And, you know, that was probably the first sport I started playing because that's his love is baseball. You know, and Brock, and I mean, that's what he pushed Brock to play, and that's mm-hmm. what Brock wants to do.
Could I ask you that, because baseball, you don't usually think of, you're 6'8", is that correct?
6'8", 6'9", yeah.
Okay, usually baseball does not have that level of height, but now you got a guy named Aaron Judge who has, I think, kind of changed things up in Major League Baseball. As somebody who plays baseball as a taller player, did you notice that? Does that mean anything to you to see somebody like Aaron Judge who's become, you know, the home run king, most valuable player in the American League? When you see that, because normally you don't think of a 6'8 guy, because I think Judge is 6'8 and you being 6'8, 6'9. Do you notice that kind of stuff?
I personally don't. I'm sure other people do watching, but you know, I think it starts with, I mean, sure Aaron Judge would say the same thing. When he was younger, playing at the Little League level, he was average height. You know, so was I. So, I mean, I've played all through those years. The height really doesn't change anything other than, you know, got to grow into it in basketball and baseball. You know, maybe fix what you're doing based on your height. But just playing at the younger levels and, you know how to play, so height really doesn't change that.
Again, we're talking to Grant Warren from Marathon High School here on the Big High School Sports Show on Bull Falls Radio 98.9.
And I was going to say, you mentioned, you know, if stuff goes the way following Brock, you know, getting somewhere after high school, do you have, sights you have yourself set on? I know you're only a junior, and you have plenty of high school ball to play in the different sports you participate in, but what do you have your sights set on that you'd like to do after graduation?
I'd like to go to a four-year university, hopefully play basketball somewhere. My dad might take that hardly. He pushed Brock to play baseball, but I think he's accepted basketball is something I want to pursue.
Again, that's Grant Warren. We'll have more with the Marathon High School boys basketball standout coming up. Again, he has just been stellar for a Red Raider team that's off to a 14-3 start on the season as they continue their push for a Merrowood Conference South Division Championship and also an opportunity to make a deep run in the postseason playoffs. And again, as we've talked about in the past, we are very happy to be the one Wausau radio station that still covers high school sports in a live way, both with our Big High School Sports Show and also with our live play-by-play coverage of Marathon, Newman Catholic, and Wausau West Sports. So we'll have more with Grant Warren coming up as we continue on this Thursday afternoon. It is the Big High School Sports Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. I'm Chad Holmes, joining former Newman Catholic High School boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself each Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 to 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. We'll be talking winter high school sports. We'll take a look at what's going on in high school boys and girls basketball and boys and girls hockey, plus special guests. Each week, we'll be joined by one of our area high school coaches, plus a student-athlete guest as well. It's nothing but high school sports for 2 hours each Wednesday night. The Big High School Sports Show, every Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. on Central Wisconsin's home for the best in high school sports coverage. Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. This is Only the Young Journey, and like to focus from time to time on the young around here. I'm very fortunate to be able to be around a lot of young people with our coverage of high school sports on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9. And every Wednesday night, get a chance to talk to one of those young people on our Big High School Sports Show. And right now we are tuned into our conversation from last evening as Jeff Gress and myself talked to Grant Warren. And we continued our conversation with the Marathon High School junior forward.
So going forward into that, what you want to be able to do, what do you think would be the next biggest part of your game you want to improve to take the jump from the high school level to the collegiate level?
Probably physicality. I know I got to obviously get stronger. Collegiate ball is a lot different than high school ball. And then, I've watched a couple college games this year, and their toughness with the ball on offense and defense, guarding the ball, is really at another level from high school, so definitely got to improve on that.
Along that same line, I thought one of the most interesting games that I've seen this year was when you played Mosinee, because you don't see the battle between big guys like that normally in high school ball anymore, because as Coach said, it's been a little bit of a different feel for it. When you had a chance to play against Stoffel, that's the, you know, he's obviously also a very physically imposing person. I imagine that there's a challenge to it. You played exceptionally well. You darn near, I think, had a quadruple double, if I'm not mistaken. You had 9 block shots. I think you just came up short. But matchup like that, I imagine that was, number one, a little different than running around after little guys, but also, number two, a great challenge.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about physicality. I think he's playing college football somewhere.
Yeah, major South Dakota State,
I think. One of the Dakotas, yeah, for sure.
So, I mean, not just that, he's a phenomenal basketball player and just a great athlete overall. So, obviously, he's not that usual, you know, big, not just vertically, but horizontally. Mm-hmm. He's athletic. He can dunk it fairly easily. So, I mean, obviously, it's different playing against that from maybe some things in the Marrowwood. So, you know, you just got to step up to it. It's a great non-conference game that I think the team played in. The team, I thought we played really well and were able to come out with it. So, you know, playing against people like Stoffel just only makes me better.
I imagine that win, it looks even a little better when you see what they did to Everest last night.
Yeah, I saw that.
Well, and so jumping back to the conference, you know, Chad and I talk off air and on air how and all the coaches that come in from the Marrowwood, boys, girls side, whatever it is, talk about the brutality of this conference. There's no time off. I guess from your take, what do you think a little bit about playing in the Marrowwood? And then you got a favorite team that you like to play against, that really good rivalry for yourself or has been over the years since youth basketball?
Well, I think everybody's been saying it all year. I mean, Zaleski Sports says it, you guys say it, Merriwood South. Merriwood overall is one of the best small school conferences in the state. And, you know, it really is, you know, not just as someone watching it, but as someone playing it, because there's really no days off between the North and the South. We played Stratford last night. We got to go to Abbey tomorrow. And that's two conference games. You can't take a day off. You know, through the South, there's no bad team. You know, you can't have an off day, or, you know, you're going to take that conference loss and it's really hard to get back into the race. So, you know, got to, you know, stay with it and just persevere through the season. Don't take any conference games off.
Do you guys have a, just for playing teams over here, you got a team that is a favorite rivalry, or like you said, there's no games off, so it really doesn't matter. I got to be up for every game.
This year it's probably going to be Newman. That I think the 17th.
He's already marking it. I wasn't going to ask. He's marking it on the calendar.
I mean,
you gotta.
That would be a good game playing them for the second time. I mean, and the other thing is playing the guys from Stratford, Auburndale, Edgar, Assumption, and even Newman. We've played them 7th grade, 8th grade, so you know the guys well. You've played them junior, so 3 years now. So, I mean, you know them well, and it's always fun to compete against them.
Stepping away from athletics for just a moment, what's your favorite class in school?
Right now, I'd have to say be my World War II class. Oh, we got some basketball players in there, just some great personalities, if you ask the people in there. So, no, that's a fun time. I have to say my advanced chemistry class is a great teacher. It's really fun.
Very good.
So,
also, I imagine, again, you know, so much time spent with school and sports, whether it's basketball or baseball, but if you have a few moments to, you know, try to recharge or get away from it, what do you like to do?
No, honestly, just hang out. If my brother's home, you know, probably hang out with him. You know, he's always got stuff to do. In the summer, he played with the Woodchucks. So, I mean, going to those games in the summer was fun if I had nothing to do.
Well, and jumping back, we mentioned about, you know, you said some things about your coaches and what they've offered and brought to the marathon program. How about some of your teammates this year? What do those guys bring to the court when they're out there with you that, you know, you like these elements because this really makes our team whole and makes our team solid and brings the success that we have?
You know, the team as a whole, I mentioned before, JV team from 2 years ago. So we all played together before, and I think everybody knows their role, but is also able to step up when the moment's need. I think Mason Seafer had 20-some in a previous game. Drew Love, Tyler Underwood, Cooper Huck, some of the other starters are all great players that can all go off, I think, at any moment. They've all got their strengths, and, you know, we've played together. They were all on the football team together, and I didn't play football, but they know each other very well, and they know me very well, and just as a basketball team, I think we all want what's best for each other.
And obviously, you still have some work to do in the conference, but as you get closer to the playoffs, do you have that sense, now they're in February, that we're heading down the stretch, maybe the big push, and we talk about how good the conference is. You're also got some of those teams in your playoff bracket, so obviously it's a tough playoff bracket, but as we get to February, do you have that sense that, hey, we're getting to some really big games and maybe the excitement factor is starting to build a bit?
Yeah, I think so. I think back in either June or July when the sectional brackets came out, we were playing in a tournament, I think at Marathon, a summer tournament, and Jacobson mentions, hey, sectional brackets came out, it's a conference tournament, so, you know, got to play these teams probably a third time. I already played Stratford, Armourdale, Edgar twice, so, I mean, playing them a third time is a very good possibility, but I think it is February, so that's that came quick, but it is getting, we don't have many games left until the playoffs, so that feeling's definitely starting to get there.
Absolutely. Anything else for Grant?
I got the final one.
Go for it.
Okay. So once students have, you've logged a lot of varsity hours, logged a lot of time in a certain program. So we are, and I know you're only a junior, but we're going to ask it the same way.
Yeah, it's our normal senior question. Yeah,
we'll still share it. We want to know your insights on it. So what advice do you have for the young players that, you know, due to graduation will be joining you next year, or just somebody coming into the program, that would be your most important piece of advice that you'd give them that you yourself have kind of lived out or done that you think's been a big deal to your high school career so far?
I have to say, probably be able to learn and take criticism. Last year, if you ask Jaden Keller, he was yelling at me a lot as the sophomore out there. But, you know, these varsity, I mean, I'm as a junior, and then the other seniors there, we've played a lot. We know a lot. We know something if somebody's doing something wrong, or even in practice if somebody's not doing a drill correctly or game-like. I think, you know, we're definitely able to help them. So just coming in as maybe the new guy or the younger guy on the team, be able to learn and also be able to ask questions. You know, don't be afraid to ask an older guy, you know, how should I be doing this? You know, should I do that? You know, because we want not only what's best for the team, but what's best for you individually.
Yeah, but one quick question I have to offer that. How has, you know, you talked about, I'm the sophomore, I'm just trying to pick it up, keep up with the pace, not screw up, keep these older guys not mad at me or whatever it might be. How much has your leadership role changed from your sophomore to junior, or has there been a big change in it?
I think there's, you know, it's increased and decreased at the same time. Being able to having to not do anything wrong, playing with the older guys. So that's changed. You know, I feel like I have a little more freedom, you know, in practice, not trying to be perfect all the time. But then, obviously, we have two freshmen on the team, and I think sophomore. So being able to lead them as well, I mean, they've watched their team play last year and years before. So, you know, they want to learn and be able to play as well. So just helping them out.
Outstanding. Well, congrats on the success up to this point. Best of luck as get some fun basketball games coming up here in the next few months. And look forward to getting some sunshine and warm weather and get on the baseball diamond later in the spring. So, again, Grant, thank you for popping on over and for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Again, that was Grant Warren joining us last night on the Big High School Sports Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 at 12:30. And again, why I do this is I know some of you folks out there may tune in here, but don't tune in then. I want to, again, just underline that when you hear folks talk about young people and say, it's not like they used to be, couldn't be further from the truth. I get a chance, again, to see so many that are not just good on the court or good on the field or good on the ice, wherever they may be. They're just good. I mean, they're just good in terms of everything that they try to accomplish. So many of them within their schools and within their teams do so much good work outside of academics and athletics and do good things for the community. So, again, I just would encourage you, if you have an opportunity, to go out and see a game sometime. Just because it's not just the game. It's a chance to see folks from your community be able to, I think, just be part of a community. And I always get enthused when we see big crowds at athletic events, because it means a community is coming together and doing things together and being able to really support some of the young people that are out there doing their best and getting great opportunities to learn, to grow, to be part of teams, and a whole bunch more. So, again, that was Grant Warren. He's having just a fantastic junior season. I mean, he has been one of the best in the area, and he's still got so much opportunity at Marathon and then hopefully at the next level as well, averaging more than 23 points, 13 rebounds per game, just filling up the score sheet almost every night for a Marathon team that has been simply outstanding up to this point. 14 wins and 3 losses. I think they are on the road at Abbotsford tonight, if I'm not mistaken. So Marathon looking to stay on the winning track as they continue their push towards a conference championship. Well, we're going to take a quick time out, come back, and have one more segment to go here on this Thursday edition. Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. Yes, we're lovers. We'll keep us together. We can be friends forever and ever. Yeah, we can be heroes just for one day. What you say, I say. We'll be right back. Owatha West High School hockey team travels to Eau Claire on Saturday to take on the North Huskies in a non-conference matchup. Hear all the exciting action on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, starting with pregame show at 1:40 and the opening faceoff set for 2 p.m. Wausau West Hockey on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, the Wausau West Hockey Booster Club, Four Seasons Golf, Sun Printing, Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, the Wausau West Athletic Department, and the Wausau West Hockey Senior Class Parents. It's the Wausau West Hockey Team traveling to Eau Claire North Saturday, starting with pregame show at 1:40 and the opening faceoff at 2 p.m. On your home for Wausau West Sports, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 to 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BullFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. Coming up between 4 and 6 o'clock, it's the Devil's Advocates. And stick around because I think at 4:30, there's going to be a big announcement. Gilbert Brown is going to be joining, and also Earl Ingram. And I think Earl and Gilbert may be talking about something rather cool that you'll be able to hear on the Civic Media Radio Network, and also here on the weekends, here on Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. So again, I think a big announcement going on, and I think it's about 4:30 during the Devil's Advocates with Gilbert Brown, the gravedigger from the Green Bay Packers, and Earl Ingram. Today is the second day of February, 33rd day of 2023. There are 332 days left in the year. Looking at some famous events that occurred on this date in history. In 1990, in a dramatic concession to South Africa's black majority, President F.W. de Klerk lifted a ban on the African National Congress and promised to free Nelson Mandela. Also on this date, in 1653, New Amsterdam, now New York City, was incorporated. In 1887, Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, held its first Groundhog Day festival. In 1913, New York City's rebuilt Grand Central Terminal officially opened to the public at 1 minute past midnight. 1 year after that, in 1914, on February the 2nd, Charles Chaplin made his movie debut as the comedy short Making a Living was released by Keystone Film Company. In 1943, on this date, the remainder of Nazi forces from the Battle of Stalingrad surrendered in a major victory for the Soviets in World War II. On this date in 1948, showing again courage before his time, President Harry S. Truman sent a 10-point civil rights program to Congress, where the proposals ran into fierce opposition from Southern lawmakers. One of the points in that civil rights program from 1948 set by the President, Harry Truman, the desegregation of the military. Again, very courageous at the time was Harry Truman, and that was also, of course, in an election year. So, and he ultimately came from behind to win. So what does that tell you? Take it as you will. On this date in 1980, NBC News reported the FBI had conducted a sting operation targeting members of Congress using phony-era businessmen in what became known as ABSCAM, a code name protested by Arab Americans. Can you imagine if some of the members of Congress that we suspect are involved in some illegal activity and the FBI did something like ABSCAM? the response that would occur from the right and from Fox News and everybody else? You know what the response would be. You know the dark state would be after you, right? In 2006, House Republicans elected John Boehner of Ohio as their new majority leader to replace the indicted Tom DeLay. On this date 5 years ago, in 2018, at the sentencing hearing in Michigan for former sports doctor Larry Nassar, a distraught father of three girls who've been sexually abused, tried to attack Nassar before being tackled by sheriff's deputies and hauled out of court. Randall Margraves later apologized, and the judge said there was no way she would find him or send him to jail for trying to attack Nassar. 1 year ago today, CNN President Jeff Zucker abruptly resigned after acknowledging a consensual relationship with another network executive. The relationship came to light during the investigation that led to the firing of the news network's anchor, Chris Cuomo. So that's a look at some of the famous events on this date in history. Some birthdays. Comedian Tommy Smothers from the Smothers Brothers is 86 years old today. Rock singer, guitarist Graham Nash from Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, 81 years old today. Also celebrating a birthday, actor Jack McGee. I bet you that name doesn't really ring a bell. Jack McGee, 74 years old. Actually, it may not be. No, I'm thinking of the wrong guy. I was going to say that was the guy that played the reporter on The Incredible Hulk. No, that's not. So forget what I said. Hey, I don't even know who Jack McGee is, but it's his 74th birthday. Also, number 74 for Brent Spiner, Commander Data on Star Trek The Next Generation. Also celebrating a birthday today, model Christie Brinkley. Can you believe it? Christie Brinkley turning 69 years old today. Also a birthday being celebrated today by country singer Blaine Larson, who's 37, and singer Shakira, 46 years old today. And if you're out there celebrating your birthday today, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Don't forget, tomorrow we'll be back from 2 till 4. Bruce Growl, he'll be joining us. Bruce from the Wisconsin Poor People's Campaign. Going to talk about some healthcare issues because you may not know it, but coming up on April 1st, a big day because a public health emergency declared early in COVID back in January of 2020 coming to an end. What does that mean? We will talk about that and more with Bruce Growl coming up tomorrow at 2:15. Also, tonight, make sure you join me starting at 7 o'clock as we will have Wausau West High School girls basketball. The Wausau West Warriors taking on Wisconsin Rapids will be on the air from the Wausau West High School Fieldhouse, starting with the pregame show at 7 and the opening tip at 7:15, right here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Also online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Stick around. We got a CBS News update, and then coming up after that, the Devil's Advocates. And again, stick around. Big announcement coming up. Gilbert Brown, Earl Ingram joining the Devil's Advocates coming up. Have a great rest of your day. Keep it right here on WXCO.